I invite you now to pray with me, and just start by allowing yourself to relax. Just let go of everything and take a deep breath. And as you inhale it, just picture yourself being filled with a greater awareness of Spirit of God. And as you exhale, you're dispelling everything. As the people of Nineveh were asked to dispel. Take another breath. Let go of the problems and worries that threaten you, that upset you, that torment you. Allow yourself to be in a very, very safe place. This is this precious time. It's a time of communion between you and your God. And we follow the lead of the prophet Jonah, the reluctant servant of the Lord, who found the right moment and just offered a prayer of thanksgiving. And so at this time we dwell, we focus on all that we have, all that we are, including the woes and the problems and the troubles, because they're all a part of life, the single greatest gift of all. we give thanks for the relationship that we share with God, with Spirit, with the Father. We give thanks in the knowing of how incredibly, immensely we are loved, and how worthwhile and special we are regarded in the mind of God, in the heart of God. We give thanks for this moment, this time, in which we can connect our hearts and our souls with everything. And so we just take time now, in the silence, to dwell in that space and pray our personal prayers of thanksgiving in the silence. And now gently, softly, as you're ready, I invite you to open your eyes if they have been closed, and grow aware of the space in which you're sitting. It's time. It's time for us to move from the belly of the big fish back on land and start walking the walk and head to Nineveh, as we are called. But we do so with a joyful, gleeful heart, because we've touched base once again with our true reality. We know that we are loved. We know that we are cared for. And so in that knowing, and for the opportunity to come together and pray at this service, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.